to start this morning with a strong comment concerning the Missouri legislature's attempt to favor one fighter jet over another in the action they took during the special session last week in a very strong vote led by the leadership of the Missouri House. They indicated that the FAN-18, built by thousands and thousands of workers in St. Louis, was aged and obsolete. And I want to make sure, as a member of the Senate Armed Service Committee, that I say in no uncertain terms that the FAN-18 is anything but aged and obsolete. It is incredibly relied upon by our men and women that fight for freedom across the globe. It has been an incredibly capable aircraft. And maybe what is the biggest twist of irony in this, it is an incredible bargain for the taxpayers of this country. The Joint Strike Fighter, which the House passed a resolution supporting, is a poster child of a bloated, out of control, way over budget, way behind schedule aircraft. And it has been, in fact, increasing in price every month since this aircraft began being developed. And it, now the price tag is coming in north of $100 million per copy. Whereas the FA-18, the Super Hornet, built in St. Louis, comes in at a price tag of just north of $50 million. So not only is the Joint Strike Fighter twice as expensive, the capabilities of the Super Hornet remain very near the capabilities of this new aircraft. Now, our military has said that they're going to continue, and there's been an incredible investment, billions and billions of dollars of investment made in the Joint Strike Fighter. And my comments should not indicate that we should scrap the Joint Strike Fighter. But as I have urged my colleagues in the Senate and the people at the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all of the people that are making decisions, a mix of these two aircraft is not only a value for taxpayers, it is a smart decision as we go forward. And I was very pleased that the Navy made a new multi-year purchase that we have been advocating for. And it was an incredible slap in the face to thousands of workers at Boeing that that somebody in Missouri would call this aircraft aged and obsolete. If you talk to the men who fly these aircraft, they will tell you that its capability is superb, and it is an incredibly important part of our national security and our defense around the world, since these fighter jets can be deployed on any carrier that we have around the globe at a moment's notice. And I hope that the leadership of the Missouri House of Representatives takes a moment to draft a resolution that acknowledges that what they did last week was not well thought out and certainly was inappropriate in terms of the way they characterized this great fighter jet that is made by the men and women of Boeing in our very own state. And I think this is what happens when you have a well-connected lobbyist who convinces people to do things without them really thinking through. And I remember how many times I was told by people in Jefferson City to read the bill. Well, in this instance, I think more members of the House of Representatives should have read the resolution.